Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. You look like you got something to say there.
I don't think you realized what a remedial question I was asking you during the break.
Yeah.
You were trying to explain something to me on a 101 level where I need it on like, I'm repeating this class for the third time level.
Okay.
We did a little discussion of this Bob Kraft versus Bill Belichick and the Atlanta Falcons job and all that earlier. It was a really, really long article. And I was just asking you like, okay, I have a hard time. If I gotta make an outline of things to talk about, I tried to do it yesterday, and I ended up with, like, 23 bullet points.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you take, like, a long, long something like that and boil it down to just, like, two or three little bullet points?
Yeah.
I wasn't asking for your actual opinion. I'm like, how does a normal brain work is what I'm asking.
What's the process? Yeah, because I got it down to about five. I always think of just, like, and for me, I think of what's the most interesting. I put myself in the shoes of a listener and go, is that interesting to me?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm a listener to Payne and Pendergast.
Listener of a hot wife. That I'm trying to paint a picture here.
Is oh, you want to get really immerse yourself into it?
He's super rich.
What's his credit rating?
He's sitting in his office right now, and it's got like an entire side of the building window, like floor to ceiling windows.
This is symptomatic. This is the 23 bullet points again. You don't need to go that deep into the listener's life, Seth.
What was his childhood like?
I know.
Where did he even grow up, Sean? How am I supposed to get into this guy's shoes?
Does he have mommy issues?
He might be wearing boots for all I know.
He could be. So we've had two press conferences with Houston coaches in the last couple of days. And I would say one was a winner and one was a loser. I'll start with Joe Espada. This was my first I haven't had a moment like this with Joe Espada yet. I think Joe Espada is still kind of trying to find himself amidst a team that has a lot of deficiencies right now.
And he's been in a lot of situations that don't have a great answer because they're not really things that are his fault. There have been, you know, questions about the lineup are fair, except one of the things, I mean, he at the very least moved Abreu down very quickly and aggressively.
Yes.
He bucked him down in the lineup instead of waiting for 3 months to
like
figure it out.
Yeah.
So that part, that for the most part, there's not been a whole lot to say, well, man, I can't believe it. I mean, there's been a few things, but it's not like the larger issues are not his right now.
Yeah, if I'm assigning blame, Espada's pretty far down my list right now, considering the issues with the pitching staff. He is. But that said, the one thing that you can't do is get the fan base going against you, especially when you're in a city with two other coaches who I think the fan base are all in on right now, in Ime Udoka and D'Amico Ryans. This was my first bleep you moment to Joe Espada yesterday. Like, I was angry when I heard this answer to, why do you think Jose Abreu, what gives you confidence Jose Abreu is going to pull out of this?
History. You know, the back of his baseball card. You know, he can do it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this back of the baseball card stuff has to stop, man. It's got to stop. And it started with Bagwell. And it is, to me, it's insulting to, I'm not even going to say it's insulting to intelligent baseball people. Like, this is insulting to your fans. This is insulting to anybody with a working set of eyes that watches Jose Abreu do things like bat .078 and handle a ground ball last night or yesterday like it's a live grenade, you know?
This is where the weird thing is. And this is where I guess you wonder, okay, is it the end of the dynasty or whatever you might call it? It's two separate obstacles. Actually getting to where the Astros are now, but then to sustain it and maintain it over time. It's really like a 3 or 4 part series. But there's definitely like skills that you need in the beginning versus skills that you need to sustain it. And what we've seen from just the Patriots in football or various other dynasties, go back to the 49ers in football. Back in the Bill Walsh days, Those teams that manage to really stretch it out are also usually pretty good at knowing to say goodbye a year early.
When to bail.
Instead of a year late.
Yep.
Like, when do you, like, you gotta, it's best to let somebody walk when it still hurts a little bit. And maybe you miss out on a year or two of production, but over time, you're gonna be a lot better for it. This one's a double whammy because you brought a guy in.
Yeah.
You brought a guy in when he was at that moment where, man, another team might be saying, you know what, maybe he's got another good year in him, but this is probably the beginning of the end. We got to get rid of him. So you double. Not only are you not the White Sox, but you're also like actually doubling down on that mistake of retaining the guy.
Yeah, there's nothing you can harken back to. Let's pretend they signed Springer to that big deal, you know, to something
right,
like in 2020. And Springer can still play, so it's not a perfect – there's no perfect analogy because nobody is as bad as Jose Abreu in all of baseball right now, literally. But let's pretend, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, Springer sees a dip to where he's not nearly worth $25 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got the World Series MVP you can look back at in 2017, and you got all those leadoff home runs you can look back at, and all those times that George Springer ran himself – into a wall for you, the Astro fans. Granted, sometimes he'd miss a week of games after running into a wall, but still, he gave his all, and he was incredibly popular. You have none of that with Jose Abreu. He's been bad from jump since he got here.
He's been bad from jump. You know, the one that's, I guess if I were going to start looking at the backs of baseball cards and think, okay, here's your chance for redemption, or maybe he'll turn it around. You try to pull that with Pujols in 2011 or 2012 when he goes to L.A. and, you know, he fell off a cliff, not to this degree, obviously. And he was still a good baseball player. Like, he was still a good baseball, and he was 32 years old.
Yeah.
Like, that was the weirdest thing about Pujols was it wasn't age-related, whatever. You've got a 37-year-old you're talking about
yes.
here.
Yeah.
And Jose Abreu. And he's like... Pujols was not living up to his contract, but he wasn't the worst player in baseball. This is Abreu as the worst player. Like, this is worse than the Pujols deal was for LA. Relative to how bad the player is while still getting a good chunk of money. Sure, it wasn't a 10-year deal or anything, but like, Pujols was still an above average player, like a very good player. He just wasn't MVP caliber dude.
Well, plus that was an owner too, who, to my knowledge, was willing to still spend even with mistakes on the roster, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm, this is not me saying Jim Crane is not investing in the team. He obviously is. They have a super high payroll, but I think they're packed to the gills now on payroll. You know, like they're not in a position to be flexible at all with any of this. You know, and I'll tell you what it does too, Seth, is that it makes it very conflicting in rooting for Jose Abreu. At the very basic core, as an Astro fan, I should be rooting for Jose Abreu when he comes up to the plate each and every time to get a hit, to hit a home run, to drive in a run. My fear now with Jose Abreu is that every good few games that he has gives him another 2 months that they're not even going to just touch him. You know, like it's almost like we all see the writing on the wall. Like, he's never going to be the player even close to what they thought they were getting when they signed him. And I feel like the only good solution is to ultimately just get rid of the guy, punt on him, and for now put John Singleton at first base. He's better than Abreu. But as long as Abreu's on the roster, he's going to get used. He's not just going to sit there and do what? Like, Normally, if a guy's getting older and he's sitting there, you go, well, he can at least be a pinch hitter for us or DH. He can't hit.
He's laying on his deathbed like with an IV drip. He's loaded up on fentanyl, eating nothing but ice chips, and he's just not dying. Yeah. They're going to extend it out for – there's right. one family member that's like, no, keep the stomach pumping. And that Jim Crane is that family member. Like, everybody else is like, my God, the guy is suffering. Can we right. please just let him die? Can we take out the breathing? No, he will live forever.
And the nurse says –
let him go.
He actually had a good day today. He opened his eyes. Like,
oh. Right, yeah, exactly. Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. We know what the end is here. That's the manager slash coach who did not have a good press conference. Ime Udoka showed a very playful side a little earlier this week in his exit press conference. I kind of enjoyed this. No, he didn't.
Okay.
He did not.
Was he at a WNBA press conference? He wasn't the guy that asked that question, was he?
It was the Rockets. No, that was Greg Doyle. We'll get to him in the eight. Ime Udoka, he was asked, is he happy with his decision to come coach the Houston Rockets?
A year ago at this time, there were multiple openings. You were very highly thought of around the league. Reflecting back on it, how justified your mind that this was the right decision?
Well, I went to Phoenix, Milwaukee, or Philly. We'd be in the playoffs now. So, being able to build something was more appealing than jumping into something that has a 2-year window. It became more appealing for sure.
He's like Steven. Remember that comedian Steven Wright? The guy with the curly hair who's just all his jokes were told in this tone like that.
Incredibly monotone.
That was pretty funny right there. He's like, well, you know, if I'd gone to these other teams, I'd still be playing right now, you know? He was joking around, obviously. But I like that little playful side of Ime Udoka. He had another one where he was asked
Steven
about...
Steven Wright's still around, by the way.
Is he? Okay, gotcha.
He hasn't done as well. Like, as everything has shifted more towards storytelling.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and like...
Instead of one-liners?
Humor or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's big
in the 80s. It's moved towards storytelling and comedians who swear they're not going to be serious about anything except their own cancellations.
Right.
I've watched 29 bits about cancel culture before I got out of bed this morning.
Yep. So. Here was Ime Udoka's other... little funny bit here. He was asked about Jalen Green's ascension in the second half of the season.
Jalen's late season surge was a real story of the season. I'm curious, did you have any parting words or advice for him before you guys broke for the summer, so to speak?
Yeah, do it earlier, and we're playing right now.
All right, Ime. Ime won the presser, man. He's got
jokes.
Yeah,
no, I think if you did an approval rating on Ime Udoka right now, it might be... Ooh. Well, it would be high. That's interesting.
Don't mind if I do.
The Rockets' prospects for a championship next year compared to, like, if you were to do futures right now, Vegas would still have the Astros as a much better chance, despite the record right now, of winning the World Series next year than people would have of the Rockets winning the NBA championship.
Oh, without question, yeah.
And yet, I feel like Espada is probably a much more popular coach right now. His approval rating is higher than Espada. Excuse me.
Udoka's
approval rating is a lot higher than Espada's.
For
right
sure.
Now.
For sure. Because people look at the world in 5-day windows. You know, like it's all recency bias. Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Ime, with the jokes at the press conference earlier this week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The thing with Udoka and Rafael Stone right now is none of it feels forced. You know, I don't feel like I have to talk myself into anything with the Rockets. There are question marks and considerations and exactly how are they going to really teach your star players to coexist, yada, 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 all that stuff. But none of it feels like I'm convincing myself that this is the guy, like I did with Silas, frankly.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to, it can work. It can work. It's cool that he's soft-spoken. Don't worry about it. Like, I've got zero of that with Udoka. I just trust that he's going to do a good job.
I do, too. I think he's really, really good. Text message, a lot of Abreu text coming in. Someone says Abreu has a DNR, a do not resuscitate.
He never signed it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he doesn't have
it. It's intimidating. You sit down, you got this long list of like, have you ever filled a DNR out with somebody? Oh,
I've never had. Yeah.
If you've never filled out a DNR with somebody while one of your siblings is like strongly suggesting to the sick one what the answer should be, you don't know discomfort.
Oh, dude. That sounds brutal. That sounds brutal.
I'm staunchly opposed to relatives dying. It's really a pain in the butt for everybody involved. I would bow out of it if you have a chance.
Text message, I'd rather have Yuli. No, here's the thing. I'd rather have anybody.
Yuli may have actually been back in a hotel room or something. He's in the Atlanta organization.
He is. He's signed.
Whereabouts unknown, but he's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like a thumbtack in a vacuum cleaner bag. He's in there somewhere. Like you don't want to go digging too hard for
right,
it.
Right. Right. They. Here's the thing. There's no bad answer to I would rather have blank instead of Abreu right now. Like there's. Right. I'd rather you could put any. But you could put a broom with a bucket for a head. And it would not have a negative 1.1 B WAR. I'll tell you, it'd have a zero
or negative OPS plus.
Yes,
or anything.
Which I don't think it was mathematically possible.
Yeah, I feel like what kind of damage are you doing to the stat itself that you've gone into negative territory? I don't know.
This, you know what? Patrick Creighton just texted me. Patrick's listening to the show. You can hear Patrick and Sean Bajani on Area 45 at night. So those guys are doing an awesome job right now. With some awesome local night radio, brings up a great point, Seth, about, and I think it kind of illustrates maybe the shift in thinking with the Astros. You talked about getting out a year early as opposed to a year late. They got out a year early on Dallas Keuchel. You know, like they dug in and said, we're not giving this to you. And he had to sit around for a long time, remember?
And I would say, even though it didn't work out and it was hard to watch, but they got out of Charlie Morton too early. But I was still okay with it just because that's in line with the philosophy of like, you know what, more times than not, a guy like Charlie Morton, who had just been a vast disappointment in a lot of regards, that just got this bump from the coaching and everything, the pitch selection, everything else they do in Houston, that as he got older, and remember, he had a lot of injuries in his career too. Mm-hmm. A few guys like that are going to happen where you feel like, we could have hung on to him. But the overall theory is like, no, if there's really, realistically, we don't want to talk ourselves into being in love with somebody for longer than we need to.
Yep. All right, let's get to the 8 at 8, the Ocho. Eight stories for you. You're listening to KILT.
And thanks for listening, Patrick Creighton.
KILT. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate
Patrick is a busy dude.
He is.
Absolutely. He's got like a 14-hour day.
He does. And the energy level is high at nighttime, for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.